Loneliness is pervasive and has a major impact on our physical and mental health. With seniors, it can contribute to cognitive decline and even increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. That's one reason why the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging developed a senior companion program. Volunteers visit older, homebound residents to provide supportive care and friendship. WHYY's Nicole Leonard recently spent time with one pair and has this report.
Every Thursday and Friday morning, Joseph Dennis drives over to Olney to visit James Henry. He's 61 and has difficulty seeing because of a visual impairment. When I get there, the two men are relaxing in Henry's living room.
Mr. Henry, he loves to listen to the radio, music, and his favorite music is gospel music.
Henry also likes to sing, and Dennis is a captive audience.
I got love, 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 love in my heart. I got peace, I got joy. I got love, love, love.
The two men have known each other for a couple years now, ever since Dennis became Henry's senior companion through the program at the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. Senior companions must be 55 or older and dedicate at least 20 hours a week to visiting aging residents who are still independent but may have some disabilities or other health conditions. Volunteers get a cash stipend and reimbursements for travel. Dennis, who's 63, says he had a lot of free time on his hands after retiring from his job at Cooper University Hospital and read about the companion program in a local paper.
You get tired of just sitting around the house watching TV every day, so by me being able to be in the program, it gives me something to look forward to every day.
When they're not listening to music at home, Dennis says they try to take field trips.
Having lunch at Reading Terminal, going down to Penn's Landing. And James likes movies, so he wants to see a nice movie. And so that's what we're working on. We try to arrange a nice movie date somewhere.
Sometimes he also runs errands for Henry, like picking up groceries or self-care items.
He might say, Joe, can you go to the store? I might say, sure. So I might go to the corner store down there and get some little small items for him. Whatever James needs, I'm here to serve his needs.
And barbershop, I got to go to the barbershop, get my hair cut. He goes with me. Yeah.
Senior companions offer some respite for family members or other caregivers who help homebound residents like Henry with their daily needs. But most importantly, the program helps people make connections and forge friendships. Dennis says the benefits go both ways.
The pleasure of just helping and bringing happiness and joy to someone's life, like making them feel as they're still relevant, make them feel they are important, they have something to live for, and they have a zest for life. I think that's definitely the big benefits about becoming a companion in the program.
On this sunny Friday morning, Dennis and Henry take a walk down the block for some fresh air and exercise. When they get back, Henry pulls out a harmonica and puts on a little show.
All right, what a friend of mine.
Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.